It's coming near dinner time, isn't it, boys and girls? Well, I want to thank you, the church, for having me along here this morning. We're going to try and look a little bit this morning about this lady here. What's her name? After two. One, two. Mary. Yes, we're going to look a little at Mary's life. And when I was thinking about that, well, we're going to try and do a wee English lesson this morning. Who likes English in school? Do you just love it? Whoa, school has really changed. Brilliant. Okay, well, we're looking for three volunteers this morning to come up, and we want you, someone that can write, okay, someone that's a lot better than me, and I have a marker here in my pocket, and I'm going to see who's going to come up and be able to fill in some gaps, because we have some letters missing here, okay, so each one with a line under it, there's a letter missing. I wonder, can you guess what the letters are? Now, we'll go through it first, and then we'll see who is or has been really, really, really listening. Okay, so just to start this morning, there's one thing that came into my mind coming in the car this morning, and something I want to say to all the boys and girls, but to everyone here this morning, and it's these words, that you this morning are precious. You see, we live in a world where we live in a society where everyone's kind of thrown away. If it doesn't work anymore, stick it in the bin or take it to the dump, down to the fair green or whatever. But you know, sometimes in life, that can be a little bit like ourselves. Sometimes we feel that, even with some people, and worked with young people over the years, get to the point in their lives where they feel that their life isn't worth anything. But I want you this morning to hear these words, that your life is precious. Your life is precious this morning. You know, when I think about Mary, I think about some precious things this morning. And we're going to talk about that. But before we do, we're going to do a wee quick prayer drill. Boys, can you do it? Do you know how to do a prayer drill? Anybody know how to do it? You go, quick, come on you up, help me quickly. And you come on up and help me too. Brilliant. Because sometimes we do this in Belfast. And I've been at a meeting where I closed my eyes to pray and opened my eyes again. And all the children were all in different places. Don't know how that happened. But anyhow, boys, can you do it? We'll do a wee prayer drill, okay? Do you know how to do it? P. Can you just do it? Right. After two. One, two. P-R-A-Y. We're going to pray. Thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you for every boy and girl this morning. We thank you for the truth that's found in your word. We just pray that you'll bless your word now. And we thank you for everything that the boys and girls have done already. We thank you for the truth in it all. Pray that you'll bless us now and help us and speak on by thy Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, boys. In fact, come here. See, so anybody that gets up, you see, they have to get a wee prize. Okay, so let us see what's in here. There you go. Take those. All right. I was looking for a wee object lesson to use this morning, and I wasn't sure what to use. And I thought, well, you know what I could use? I could maybe ask Mr. Elliot and we'll get his wee comb. Mr. Elliot has a wee comb there. He used to use a wee comb. And I thought, well, I can't really think of that in the Bible about that. And then I thought, well, you know what? I'll maybe say to Mrs. Abernethy if you can find me, you know, his pound word, you know, his aftershave, and maybe think about that. But I couldn't really think about much about that either. So I thought this morning I'll use something else. And I've got it in this bag, boys and girls, and I want you all to see it just in a wee second, okay? So take a wee look up on screen. And what we're going to do, we're going to read very quickly a few verses. I want you to help me. And if you've got your Bible with you, you can look on. If you haven't got your Bible, well, then you read up on the screen along with me. And I'm going to ask the boys and girls, will you help me? Older ones especially, will you help me read this morning? Okay, so after two, and this is the story and the lesson. Rather than me tell it, we'll let the Bible speak for itself. Here we go, after two, one, two. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it out on his head. Now, boys and girls, I want you all to read the next verse. Will you read the next verse? Verse 4, after 2, 1, 2. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence, and have been given to the poor. But they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always. And whensoever ye will be, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to my body to the burying. And let's all say the last verse together. The last verse, boys and girls, verse 9 after 2. 1, 2. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial to her. Yeah, that's a little lesson. It's a story, a true story that's been written by a number of people in God's word in the Bible. And there's lots of truth, boys and girls, that we can find in it this morning. First one I want us to look at this morning is Mary's love for the Lord Jesus. Mary's love for Jesus. You know, Mary, boys and girls, brought her precious ointment and poured it on her precious Savior, the Lord Jesus. She took it and she poured it out on her Savior and her friend. You know, boys and girls, when I think about this, well, perhaps it wasn't just as big as this, okay? Perhaps it was smaller, maybe a little smaller jar or a box, or it tells us a little bit about it in the Bible. But you know what Mary did? She took that jar and she began to pour it on the Lord Jesus. I want you to learn something about what was in this jar. You see, boys and girls, what was in it was the Bible tells us, a very precious perfume. Very, very precious. No one told Mary that you had to do this. It was her idea and it was her choice to do that. Boys and girls, let's think for a wee minute. Let's imagine you were in school, all right, and you were lined up for dinner. Now, I know when the Reverend Abernethy was lined up for dinner, he would have stuck his leg out to see if he could touch someone up, maybe. I don't know if you've done that or not. But let's just say you're lined up for dinner and in the dinner hall, waiting for your turn to order your meal. Maybe it's in the older school, for example, or maybe in secondary school, and you put your hand in your pocket and you have to get the money out and you have to pay for it. Or maybe you're waiting to go on a very special trip and the big bus is going to come up to the school and you're going away for a day out. Boys and girls, do you like days out at school? Yes! Brilliant! And you're waiting to go. Well, your best mate starts to go through their pockets. This is usually what happens to me. You go, oh, what are they looking for? What do you think they're looking for? Money. They're looking for their money and then maybe you can't find it. Oh, and they go, no! I've forgot my money. I've left it behind. Oh, what would you do? Well, if you're Willie Ferguson, you know what you say. Aye, bring it tomorrow. You'll remember tomorrow. But what would you do, boys and girls? Quickly, what do you think? What would you do? You'd what? Oh, you'd sneak in, would you? Try and get for nothing. Is that your mummy? Is that your mummy does? All right, well, let's go for another answer. Okay, all right. Here, have another one. What would you do? What do you think you would do? If your friend didn't have the money with them and you were beside them, what would you do? What do you think? What? Pray? Well, that would be good too. Let's ask for great answers this morning. You would pray? Boy, better answers than I even thought of. Right, go. Share yours. Yeah, you might put your hand in your pocket and you say, you just go, here's money. There, it's for you. And you know, when I think about that this morning, Mary had with her the most precious thing. You know, when you go to get something, boys and girls, when you go to the canteen, and when you're older, in your secondary school, you need to have the money with you. But boys and girls, I want us to think about this, that Mary had a choice to make. You know, when I think about this, this was Jesus. This was her precious Savior. This was her best friend. And naturally what she did, she didn't even think about it. She just got her ointment and she poured it on the Lord Jesus. Boys and girls, she had a choice to make and she did it. And she gave it all to the Lord Jesus. The one that she could trust. The one who would help her, who would guide her through life. And the one who would watch over her. You know, in our story, Mary had her most precious perfume. She had her most precious gift. Boys and girls, I want us to think about something else. Not only did she give it all to Jesus, but she poured it out in love. She poured it out in love to the Lord Jesus. So what's the first letter that we're thinking of up here? Does anyone know? We're looking for some of the smaller ones this morning. Okay, so let's see. Anyone know? What do you think this word spells up here? Mary, what did she do? She loved who? The Lord Jesus. Do you want to come up? Quickly, you come up. Here you go. Right? Don't be writing on yourself. Sure you won't. Right? And can you put a J up there? Can you reach? Let's see. Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Look at that there. Give him a round of applause. See, brilliant. Well done. Here, pick you one of them. Right. Here we go. You know, when I think about that, how Mary had a great love for the Lord Jesus Christ, it reminds me of a little verse. And it tells us, and it's been quoted this morning already, in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. And it tells us, God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, Mary, she poured out that ointment in love and in worship to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was beginning his journey to go the whole way to the cross, boys and girls. And there she was, and she wanted to give Jesus her everything. I wonder if there's someone in here this morning, and we think about God's wonderful love to us, and that while we were yet sinners, maybe you're in here this morning, you've never asked God to forgive your sins. You realize that as you read God's word, that you are a sinner, and you need a Savior. And I wonder this morning, have you ever trusted the Lord Jesus Christ? Boys and girls, you've come to Sunday school all year. I wonder, have you thought about and have you taken action? Have you asked the Lord Jesus to forgive your sin? Maybe there's an older person in here, maybe a mum or a dad. Maybe you're here this morning and you're here to hear the children. But yet, as you've heard the children, perhaps God is speaking to you right now and saying to you, are you saved? You need to be saved. God commendeth his love to you in that while you are yet sinner, Christ died for you. The next wee thing that we learn, boys and girls, is over here, okay? When we think about Mary, something spoke louder than her words. I wonder what that is. There's a man with his hand up, but we'll find in a wee second. Maybe you're here this morning, and as I think about Mary, I think about someone who was generally very quiet. Mary maybe wasn't the type of person who would run up to the front and want to do everything up the front. Maybe she was a quieter person. You see, and all the gospel writers, men and women this morning, we don't read about Mary in this particular instance. We don't read about her saying anything. She was quiet. And maybe you're here this morning and you're one of those people that maybe is a little like Mary. You're maybe quiet and you're a little bit reserved and you're not the one to go up the front and do all the shouting. But here's something. Mary would listen to every word that Jesus said. You see, one other time we read about Mary and her sister Martha and her brother Lazarus. And Mary would sit at Jesus' feet and she would listen. Just like you're doing, boys and girls, you're doing well. You're listening. And everyone here is listening. You know, Mary would listen. And then when we think about her listening, on every word that Jesus spoke, she would remember it. And then she would show her love and her worship in her action that day by pouring out her most precious possession. She would pour it out. That ointment that was so valuable, she would pour it out. In fact, it tells us, boys and girls, that that ointment was so valuable, it was like a year's wages for a man or a woman. They're a working man in those days. And we think about Northern Ireland. Maybe that would have been about £20,000. What value this had. And Mary took it. And in her actions, she gave it all to the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus wants our all. He doesn't want us just to say we're a Christian or just to ask the Lord Jesus into our heart and then just go and live our lives the way we want to do it and do all the things that the world does. He wants us to be different, boys and girls. You know, a few days before, Jesus had brought her brother Lazarus back to life. You know, she was so thankful for all that God had done for her. And it's important this morning as we are God's people that we're thankful to what God has done and continues to do in our lives. You know, boys and girls, we're almost finished. But today, Jesus is in heaven. And we can still hear his words because he has given them to us in this book called the Bible. Thank you. He's given it, his word, to us in the Bible. Let us, like Mary, let us be good listeners. Let us We can't see Jesus today, but he has given us his word, and he is alive in heaven forevermore. When we do this, our actions will show our friends and our family the difference that Jesus makes in all of our lives. So what's the missing word? The second one, what is it? Who's going to, let's see. We'll go to this girl here with the pink hat. Yeah. Come on up, quickly. What do you think it is? See if she gets it right. And we've only one more to go. Okay, so what is it?
Actions,
exactly right. Well done. Let me see. Maybe you don't like those, do you? You put that right there. Brilliant. Well done. Give her a wee round of applause. Got the last missing word. In verse 9, boys and girls, Jesus reminds us in verse 9, we can see it up on screen, that Mary had done, what Mary had done would be a memorial of her. In another part of the Bible, you know, when we think about that this morning, I should say, we think about that this morning, that has come true. 2,000 years later, we're still thinking and we are still reading about what Mary done all those years ago. You know, the Bible, boys and girls, is true. And the Bible is for not only for yesterday, but it is for today. And you know, boys and girls, Mary's actions were remembered even today. Her love for her Saviour. She's someone, boys and girls, that wasn't embarrassed by her faith and for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, this week, boys and girls, I was in a wee cafe. I love going into wee cafes in Belfast. It was great. And I was in this wee cafe and I walked in and, well, there was a boy sitting over the other side and he was built like a tank and he was covered in tattoos and I was with another fella talking and we got our food. Nice fry. Who likes an Ulster fry? Put your hand up. Oh, ah, yes. And I was just about to eat it and I thought, well, I better say grace. And I looked across and this boy was staring at me. And I was thinking to myself, maybe I'll not pray. Maybe he'll knock me out before I even get started it. But you know, we prayed. And you know, it's important, boys and girls, not to be embarrassed about our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's so important, boys and girls, not only to be saved today, but to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. We remember someone else. We remember Judas, who was there that day, and he criticized. And he was saying, why would this money that could have been raised from this, sure, it could have been given to the poor. But you know, Mary, she gave it to the Lord Jesus. Because the poor, Jesus said, you have with you always. But the Lord Jesus was on his way to the cross, and she took that oil. She anointed Jesus' head and his feet. And boys and girls, out of love, she gave it all to the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder, is there someone here this morning and you will give your all to Jesus? You know, when we're reminded about Mary this morning. What's this last letter that we're looking for here? And we'll finish it all off now. Let's see. What's the last letter? Let me see. I'm going to go down here. This girl here. Yeah. What is it? You shout it up first. Shout it up. Yes, you got it. Come on up quickly. R. And here we see that Mary's faith is remembered. Here you go. There you go. You read it up there. All right. See what's on left in this bag. There you go. Brilliant. Here you go. Well done. Mary's faith was remembered. Give her a round of applause. I nearly forgot. Boys and girls, let me say this just in finishing. Don't be just like other people. Why not be different? Why not trust the Lord Jesus Christ? Ask him to save you, and if you really mean that, and if you have asked him to come into your life, live for him. But don't just come along to church. Come along to church is good. Older person as well. Become the person that God wants you to be. Older person, younger person, in the meeting this morning. You know, God does have a plan for your life. But he wants you to follow his will and follow his plan for your life. You know, when we all die, and someday we'll die, someday, doesn't matter what age we are, at some stage we'll die. What do you want to be remembered by? Do you want to be remembered as someone that when you walked into a room, that everyone else walked out? Do you want to be remembered for someone like Mary that gave your all and lived your life for Jesus Christ? I trust that you will do that tonight. I'm going to be back again, boys and girls, and I'm going to be telling a story about one man who did just that. He gave his all for Jesus. In fact, he's still alive, and his story is one that I know you will really, really enjoy even this evening. But let's remember about Mary's love for Jesus and how her actions spoke louder than words. And then we think about Mary's faith that was remembered this morning. Boys and girls, I want to thank you for listening. You were brilliant. I'm just going to hand over at this stage to the Reverend Abernethy, and then we'll see you a little later tonight. Thank you very much.